Mom's Palace.
Okay. Did it stop echoing?
Is mine on mute?
What do you mean, your headphones or your laptop? What?
I'm hungry.
Put a pizza in the oven.
How do I know when my mute's on?
It'll show that it's muted.
It ain't, huh.
Like what? So my laptop's muted right now.
Is it black?
It's a line through the microphone symbol.
Mine's not doing.
I mean, you're not echoing, so I'm assuming you're muted. You're not echoing on my end.
This is so ghetto. Hello?
Yeah, darling.
Yeah, I don't got time for that shit. I don't give a fuck. What you got going on?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Okay.
You good?
Girl, I'm just kind of going through it right now.
Okay.
This is like now my cramps want to like, you want to do this now? Girl, you know, I almost messed up my pants.
How?
With the
gasoline? Oh.
I'm like, oh, y'all was just out to just get me.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Like 18 minutes.
18 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Put a timer on you. 350. 340. 375. Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta call you right back on the FaceTime. Sorry, it's ghetto. Why are you not calling?
Hey, girl. Now you're echoing. Hello.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Hello. All right. Whenever you're ready, darling.
Can you hear me clearly?
Mm-hmm. I heard you the first time.
Okay.
Mm-mm, the ghetto.
You heard it?
Yes. Let me put my phone on Do Not Disturb to you, actually, because I forgot.
I can't because it'll stop recording.
On Do Not Disturb?
Like, he annoyed me. He's gonna have to get blocked. All right, I'm ready. Cause it's like that, I'm not gonna tell you how that just pissed me off. All right. Ready, set. Well, let me let you finish your water.
Thank you for not allowing me to choke to death. Okay.
Okay, girl, I got your back.
I'm ready.
Okay, cool. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Twin Talk.
On this podcast, not only do we give y'all a breakdown,
but also share our thoughts and insights on the latest and
the greatest TV series, movies, documentaries, etc. in the world.
So, have a chat. What's your favorite girls?
Tina.
And Tan. Hey, guys.
Hi. What's cracking?
What is going on, everybody?
Everybody.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. All right. I'm dead. Girl.
Ooh, welcome back, guys.
Hiya. Oh my God.
On a beautiful Wednesday.
Beautiful where, girl?
Oh.
Well, no, it's trying. Like, I don't know what's going on in Chicago. Girl, we done had every weather in the last week. It's done snowed, rained, been windy, been hot. Like, what can we decide? Is it global warming or is it not? Like, it's like, what's happening?
It's definitely over here.
Girl, it like, and then today it's like raining, but then it wants to be warm and sunny, but then like it starts raining again. So it's all over the place. I don't know.
I'm very annoyed with Louisiana weather. I had no idea.
I didn't either.
It was so dumb. So,
it's interesting.
Because it's like last week I was freezing 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And then by 11, I'm sweating about to die.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it was the in-between, like, a tornado's down the street. Or it's sunny outside. So I'm about ready to peace up out of here. But anyways, guys, we are back with another episode. And we always want to say thank you so much for listening to our last episode. We appreciate you guys. And again, please subscribe to your friends.
Definitely.
Your mother, your father.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Anybody. Just subscribe. Everybody.
'Cause we don't. I don't know.
I mean, to be completely honest with you, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're pretty dope. I like it. I like it. So, catch up on some stuff. It's been a little...
What are we talking about today? What's going on? What are we doing? What's our plan?
Before we get into the episode, It's been a little spicy out in Hollywood.
Girl, ooh, a little spicy. It's been jalapeno pepper popping.
It's been a lot going on. And it's the fact, see, I didn't want to talk about this, but we just want to talk about it for a second. Only because it goes with the show. We talk about movies and TV, and it just so happened to be on one of the biggest nights, Oscars nights. It was about 2 weeks ago the Oscars aired, and great talent. Great talent was being recognized, and then a little situation happened.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit. And the world reacted.
In a way I didn't expect it to, and we had our little conversation about it, and I was like, maybe I'm just not shell-shocked anymore because of the environment I grew up in, but like
I
apparently think everybody's traumatized.
No, you being traumatized over a slap, y'all.
Oh. So people are dying.
Yeah, there's so many people actually traumatized for worse. I would have rather you said disgusted, because I'm disgusted. you know.
That's better.
I can understand you're disappointed in his actions, and it made the room or the atmosphere uncomfortable. That's fine. Traumatized, please cut that out.
Get over yourself.
Because there's actually people out there in the world that are traumatized by things that traumatize them. That was way more hectic. But anyways,
Come on, going to that.
But unfortunately, Will Smith decided to take matters in his own hand and reverted into some violent act that was uncalled for on national TV.
Yeah.
And the part that gets me really mad is the fact that not only did he ruin his night, his time to, you know, he finally got recognized and it's been a while. And then you're up for this great award that you play Venus and Serena's father.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did you ruin that moment for you, but you ruined that moment for their family.
Yeah, and their legacy. No one's talking about it at all.
No, and then what made it really bad is the fact that a lot of people that didn't watch the Oscars, normally, you know, they have to go to work and stuff. You know, they always look at, you know, who won or, you know, it's talked about. I can't believe this person. You took that away from them also. All the winners, you took that moment away from them too. So it was wow. On a big night that everybody looked forward to, especially if you're into movies and stuff like that. It was one of those nights that like that just happened. And then Will Smith just so happened to win his first Oscar. And
finally, after being snubbed for years.
And this would have been such a great moment for him. And you know, that's what happens when you don't think before you do stuff.
What's getting me now is I saw something on the Shade Room that said Jada spoke out and said she wished he didn't overreact like that. And I was like,
after two weeks.
So, girl, I've been your main, like, voice of reason. Like, oh, guys, let's, you know, me and you have this discussion all the time. I can't back you up on this one. You ain't even gonna try to stand up for the man. You ain't gonna try to show support for your husband who's ruined his reputation quite possibly permanently because of this situation. Like, let's not, ma'am. Let's not.
There she go again. I have no words for her. She's just a lost cause. Anyways, it's just bad. But anyway, so to kind of touch
shout out to the Shade Room for keeping us.
So for a couple winners, one of the number one winners, which was crazy, was Dune, and not necessarily the actors won for the movie. You watched Dune, right?
I did not.
Okay. Well, I watched Dune. I'm not shocked that none of the actors didn't win.
Oh, see, I'm not shocked that I didn't watch it.
Oh, never mind. They wasn't even nominated. But they did win cinematography. They won film editing. They won
all the technical stuff.
Yeah. The music, original score, production design, and sound, and visual effects. So they took home a lot of awards. Like I said, I did watch it. I think the cinematography was really good. I don't even remember the original score. And I always loved the music. So, I mean, shout out to them. Like I said, I watched the movie. The movie, it makes sense that they win everything else but the acting. The acting wasn't bad. The story was just like... I wish they were just pretty much...
Because the actors take the rep for that.
Yeah, I just think that they were more... And I hate when movies do this. They're setting up for the second film and it's just like...
Well, finish the first.
But finish, like, focus on the first one. Put all in all, because what if you're not able to do that for that second one? Exactly. What if people want to put the money up for that? Then what you gonna do? Overall, I mean, it was still good, but I wanted more because it was kind of all over the place. But one of the last ones I wanted to recognize, which we brought on the podcast, which was really, really good, is that the movie that we were so obsessed with was Cruella. They actually won for costume design. Cruella, and that was amazing. Cruella, I mean, spot on.
Love it. That was like one of the first things I pointed out. I was like, oh my God, the makeup, the hair, the costume,
everything. It was truly, it was actually really amazing to watch and just to see these people creating such costumes like that for a Disney movie. Perfect. Costume.
Perfect. And like the Duchess, she was such a bee's meech. But loved her closet, her fashion sense. It was there. It was hot. It was they better. Oh my God. Anyway, it was.
Man. So guys, if you still haven't seen Cruella, definitely watch it. I mean, not only did we talk about it on our podcast, and we were talking about the fashion for so long. They actually won costume design. So it's always really cool to see, like, when we talk about movies and shows and then they actually win. And then when we talk about what they was winning for, like, it's truly amazing. So if you haven't watched Cruella, definitely look. It's a really, really good movie. But yes, they well deserve costume design and stuff like that. But other than that, that was pretty much it. The Grammys was this past Sunday. It was the Grammys. That was that.
That was that. Clearly, this is not the music show, but you know, it wasn't nothing exciting.
It's the Grammys.
I feel like because the Oscars went the way that it did, it just
and that's like, what see, and that's another thing. I feel like the Oscars kind of set the tone, and then I don't know. I know a lot of people just wasn't feeling it, and there were supposed to be more performances, and I don't know what's going on with Hollywood. Please get it together, because girl, you got a lot of us, a lot of people that invest their money and time for artists and actors. So it's just like, take it down a notch. Take it down a notch. But anyways, we want to jump into the episode.
Oh my gosh. Super fun episode. Super cute idea.
What are we doing? What are we talking about?
We just felt like, well, I definitely felt like, and then we talked about it and we agreed that like, we just got to give you guys a chance to catch up on everything. So why not talk about the shows that recently just ended, the shows that are about to pop off, the shows that we are still watching. So we thought we'd give you guys an episode where we just kind of, you know, sometimes it's okay to like dibble and dabble. You don't got to eat the whole buffet, but like get you some of this, get you some of that, get you a little scoop of this, get you a little scoop of that. So we gonna
have like a little platter,
you know, we're gonna do a little taste test of everything that's going on right now.
And so that's pretty much, I mean,
because it's so many good shows,
there's so many shows out there right now. There's so many shows that just ended, there's shows that have ended last year, and we still have a touch about now. We're gonna bring up these shows and give like little summaries and stuff about it, so but we might touch back on it later on in the year. So it's just giving you guys, you know, I know sometimes it's always hard to like, what should I watch? And, oh, do I really want to watch that? And you want to hear what other people are saying and giving the ratings. You're like, okay, you know what? I'll just watch like the first episode. So we definitely just want to give those shows that's out right now, or if you were having like decisions on, should I watch this or not? Or, and even we're putting each other on with shows too. So you know, I'm always taking notes down, whoever telling me, oh my goodness, okay, I gotta watch that. Because again, there's like, I think people are more focused on TV right now than movies, unfortunately. And everybody's trying to put that number one show out,
So it's been some really great shows, and there's been some shows and I'm like, eh. But it's still good to, you know here, actually watch it, so then you can, you know, be able to come up with your own opinion and just be like, oh, that was a good show or it wasn't a good show, or I've been thinking about watching that.
Exactly.
So let's just hop into it. And Tina, let's go. What would you like to talk about? What new shows have you been watching or watched?
Well, let's start off with a lighthearted one, since I'm going to go first. One of the shows that I think you guys should definitely be watching, because it is a show that I am currently watching, is a show that everybody has been talking about. Instagram, TikTok, like, I've been seeing ads everywhere, and this young lady's face just keeps popping up. It's currently going on right now, and it's in its first season. It is a show that is on ABC. The name of the show is Abbott Elementary. Probably heard of it. It is absolutely hilarious. I've been talking about this show since we started back on this second season of Twin Talk, and that's for a reason. Like, first of all, the show's creator, her name is Quinta Brunson. She's one of the creators and writers on this show. And she is hilarious. She started on Vine. That's where I wanna say she started, and just like worked her way up. She also helped co-produce and write and create another show that was on HBO that's still currently going on. She's no longer on that show because she left, obviously, to do Abbott, because this is her show now. But the other show was on HBO. It was called A Black Girls Comedy Sketch, something like that. Black Girls Comedy Sketch Show. And another really great show, so check it out if you ever get a chance. I believe they are about to start their third season. But Abbott Elementary, so freaking funny. T, you have to watch this.
I know, it's on my list.
If you loved The Office, if you loved what's the other one? Modern Family.
Those are some big shows.
Big names. I'm throwing them out there because it definitely deserves to be in that conversation. It gives you those vibes without giving you copycat.
Okay.
So it's like it's original. The filming may be familiar because it's shot in a documentary style filming. Okay. But again, hilarious. Like, and it's so cute. It's perfect. There's the perfect amount of adult humor. It's still clean enough for families to watch it. Of course, it has to be because it's on ABC. So, like I said, Quinta is the star and creator. There's one of her co-actors. His name is Tyler James Williams. You might recognize him from Everybody Hates Chris. He is the actor that plays Chris. Who else? Shirley Ralph. Where do you know her from? You know her from, you know her face, y'all. I'm trying to think what else she was, what else was she in? She was in Dreamgirls. She was in Back in the Habit. She was in A Distinguished Gentleman. Sister Act. So, like, you know her face. She never plays, like, the main character, but you definitely know her face. She's a familiar actress. A couple of stars that make a guest appearance, Reggie Hayes, who plays in Girlfriends. So, he's in there. And it's just such a cute little show. It's not obnoxious. It's not in your face, but it is hilarious and poignant in time. It's just a real good, easy watch. Like, if you just want something that's entertaining but still, like, satisfactory. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes you watch stuff because you don't want to use no brain cells.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? This is, like, definitely not no brain cells, but it's not, like, You know what I'm saying? It's not absent-minded TV. It's very, it has a point still, even though it's very funny. But mm-hmm. that's definitely a show to watch. I think they're on like their sixth or seventh episode so far. The reviews are incredible. Like everybody loves them. So definitely put that on your list. If you need a pick-me-up show, that definitely needs to be on that list. Okay? Because we all be having moments where we just like, I need something that's going to make me feel good. This yes. is a show to watch. It's definitely that show.
Y'all heard it. Write it down. What's the name of the write show? Down. Think of write it down.
Abbott Elementary. ABBOTT.
Not this one.
Abbott Elementary, y'all. Keep it on your list.
Keep it on your list.
Let's bring it over to you, ma'am. What is a show that you either just finished or a show that you feel like we need to be watching? What are we sleeping on? Because, you know, I be sleeping on some stuff sometimes and I gotta give it to you. You're like, you know what? It was good.
So, if you... Days, sword fighting, war. Mm-hmm. I love mm-hmm. those. I mean, mm-hmm. so I'm not gonna talk. Okay, you know what? No, I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm not talking about Last Kingdom, but Last Kingdom is amazing, and y'all need to watch it because I'm currently watching it right now, so I don't even want to talk about it.
No,
but it's good, and don't sleep on it. But there is a show similar, and it's called the Vikings Valhalla, and it's on Netflix. It recently mm-hmm. came out about, I think, 2 months ago. I want to say it came out in February. Because I definitely was waiting for it to come out. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, I mean, it's just like, the story is basically set 100 years after the events of Vikings. As tension between the Vikings and the English royals reach a bloody breaking point, and as Vikings themselves clash over their conflicting Christians and pagan beliefs. So pretty much, I mean, it's pretty much simple. It's always the Vikings and the Christians. You got the pagans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody's trying to put their views on each, you know, each person. But you have these characters who, oh my God, instantly is amazing. They, I mean, that's what really, it's what really keeps me into the show is the amazing cast. And you just have a brother and a sister who the sister, her name is Freyas, and she has been looking for this person that pretty much just did something horrible to her in her past. And mm-hmm. she's with her brother and friends, and they embarked in this new town with these people, and they have no idea what they just stepped into. And they stepped into this, we're getting ready to head to war. She does something that kind of puts her life on death, pretty much. But thank yeah. God that she had a brother that kind of helped her out with that. And they go off to war. But throughout the season, I mean, it's just, these type of shows give me life, guys. Yeah. If you love Troy and Patriot and Gladiator, like these other, like it's just like that. It's just really, really good. I know they have an original Vikings that I know everybody watched. I didn't watch the old one, so this is the new one, but everybody was like, you have to watch the old one. So I definitely want to go back and watch the old Vikings because everybody was obsessed with that. Mm-hmm. But it's just one of those shows that makes you feel good. And I'm a, like, I love swords. Swords are just, I feel like the best weapon. I don't care. I just love it. And I just think that it's just so beautiful to see a woman or a guy just like doing that sword fighting, because mm-hmm. that's just real, just legit. Like you for real, you shooting that gun, you weak to me. Like anybody yeah.
But can anybody, because you ain't gotta look at your person. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to really think, but it's like when you do that swords fight, that's a fight. that's like you're paying attention to your other person. Like you have to move with them. You know, you got to come up with techniques to beat your opponent. So the cast is amazing, guys. Not only are some of them beautiful, but it's amazing. It's just deep. They got some twists and turns that I was like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. It is now. It is a little gory.
That's what I heard.
It is a little gory, but again, you can appreciate it because it's like, it's back in the day. You cannot hide what was going on, and I think that's why I appreciate it. Like, it's that's gory. True. It's like, okay, people cut off heads. Like, okay, duh. You know what I mean? Like, you
not okay, them. People cut off heads. Okay, but so what?
I just think the acting was phenomenal. I think the chemistry with the actors in each one, you know, just creating that atmosphere of just, you look at some of these actors, you've never seen them before. And if you did, it was on like something super small. So I think that's why I really love it, because I always love Netflix for doing that sometimes, is when they bring characters you've never seen before. And then it's like, oh my goodness, you have great talent. And then like, you're not only, these actors' lives will never be the same, because like on Netflix, it's just so good. They do such a great job and it's such a great presentation when it comes to putting out great work. And I just feel like Netflix is one of that places when they, you know, it's not rushed. They do have some
really good originals. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not rushed. And it's just like, you pay attention to the story. And I think that's why I appreciate it. So guys, if you appreciate a really good war movie with a beautiful cast, a great story, a nice twist and turns that, you know, you didn't see coming. If, again, if you love Troy, you will really enjoy this one. It's really deep. It's a lot of fun. And once you pay attention and understand, I mean, it's phenomenal. I enjoyed it. Chris, you need to watch it. Because
I definitely will, because I love me some Troy.
One of the best, one of the finest men that played a swordsman. Okay.
Girl.
So I guess now let's talk about one that we actually watched and finished together. And okay. What did we watch that we thought was very interesting? Oh, guys, again, that was called Vikings Valhalla. It's a Netflix original.
Vikings Valhalla?
Valhalla. Okay, I might be saying it wrong, but it's Valhalla. Holla back at you, girl.
Holla, holla, holla.
But, and it only has 8 episodes. So y'all can do it.
See? It'd be the best show.
No, it's not, because like, I want it to be more.
Like, why y'all do that to us? Can we at least
be 13?
You know, what happened when seasons was 26 episodes?
Come on. Now, that's why the old shows, some of the old shows, like, shout out to Vampire Diaries for having at least 45 episodes.
Girl, seasons be long as hell. That was when the CW was like, look, we're going to give y'all some content.
No, but like all the shows back then was like they had 20, like 24 was the max. And like now y'all being real lazy, but y'all look, y'all putting out some good stuff.
It'd be
but
good.
Just let the seasons roll. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyways.
It's whatever.
What show did we watch that we should talk about?
So we can go, let's go at Euphoria.
She want to get deep, y'all.
We going to go Euphoria because everybody and their mama was talking about it. And I got to get some stuff off my chest because it was a lot. First of all, who high school is this? Like,
girl, wait, before you even get into it, let me just do a quick, this is like pretty much the summary of both 1 and 2. I'm not gonna even lie.
Oh yeah, so, it was 2 seasons, I forget.
Yeah. So guys, the second season ended I think, what was it, last month?
Yeah.
The beginning of last month or the ending
of the month. We a little late, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's little. It was short, but the second season did air. If you haven't watched it, it is on HBO, and just prepare yourself. So, basically, the summary or the storyline, whatever you want to call it, the series follows Rue, a recovering teenager drug addict who struggles to find her place in the world, and follows a group of high school students through their experiences of identity, trauma, drugs, self-harm, family, friendships, love, and sex.
A whole lot of it.
You go ahead and start this one, because I just... Do you remember the first season?
Look, the second season took me out, child. I'm gonna be honest, I almost completely forgot there was a first season.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that second season took me out too.
Because I thought the first season was a lot. Honey, this second season, oh, the writers was like, oh, hold my beer. Let me show you how crazy it can get. Let's start with the fact that Zendaya plays an incredible crackhead.
Okay, okay, so listen. If you've seen her on Spider-Man,
it was funny though. It was some of that shit was so funny.
I was like,
Zendaya. She is really good at this.
And it freaked me out because I was like, Zendaya, you playing this so good. And if you don't know who Zendaya is, like, she started on Nickelodeon. Let's just start that off right the bat. She started on Nickelodeon, you know, a little kid, whatever. And then, you know, she is MJ on Spider-Man. So, yeah. And then she played on other stuff, but then she goes ahead and play Rue on Euphoria, y'all. Again, if you have not watched it, watch it if you want to. If you
the scene, wait, okay, it's like three scenes that stick out the most to me. That just is so crackheadish. The scene where she's riding her bike, dragging the suitcase. The other scene,
what a whole suit. With she a got whole suit on.
And you just like, what is that?
It's like, and then y'all, in the suitcase, it's $10,000 worth of drugs. And she's so happy.
And then the scene before that where she goes to, Ash, and she's like, okay, look, I got an idea. I just need you to front me. I mean, Bez, I said Ash. When she goes to bed and she's like, I just need you to front me like $8,000 in drugs. He's like,
No, Rue.
She's like, no, but look, it's a business idea. It's great. I just need $8,000. No, Rue. Like, what are you talking about?
Rue, move.
Like, get out. Go away. Like, and it was just like, that's so crackheadish. Like, what is wrong with you? And then the very first scene they bring you into the season with, where she's in the back seat. And it's Ash and Bez, and she's just in the back just talking. And they both just
irritated. It's just so funny because Ash turns around, looks at Rue, turns back, look at Fez. And Fez is like, yo, shut up!
Like, he was so mad. When they finally, but like, he was like, just shut up. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you sound stupid.
She was going for a good, like, hour just talking about nothing.
Girl, that took me out. Like, that, I had to that's crazy that
you
think
you know what scene. I mean, it wasn't even the scene, it was the whole episode. Let me tell you something. This is when I knew she played the crack whore role the best. It's when she got out the car running on traffic. Her mom was trying to listen. Shout out to the mom, because I was going to just have my kid on the streets. I mean, at this point, it's like, when am I supposed? So pretty much, again, they had another intervention for Rue, and it did not go well. We're talking about second season, because to be completely honest with you, I don't even remember the second one.
I know there was a lot of crazy stuff that happened, but just the fact that this season so much happened that we don't remember anything about the first. Like, the first season seems like a cakewalk.
I feel like the first season had. No, I don't know. I feel like we were getting to know the characters. I feel like we were able to see relationships that has been going on and how some of them ended. But then this season, it was just OD on everything.
Everybody was tripping. But I mean, okay, the craziest thing to me in season one was like Cassie having an orgasm on the Ferris wheel. The merry-go-round.
I forgot about that. Daddy. Nate's dad. Messing with
In the hotel with Jules. What's her name? With Jules, yeah.
But then Nate turned out to be like it.
On the download.
How can I put this? Euphoria is a lot to deal with. Like, if you're a person that like don't like nudity, don't want to see a lot of sex, and you're going to be seeing different types of, like, if you don't like any of that, like, do not
watch. If you get triggered easily,
do not watch it.
Definitely. I think for me, when I watch, because it was technically like 2 years between seasons.
And it's going to be another, like, why? So, guys, it ended in February, and now the third season's coming out in 2024.
Like, why?
I don't
know
who they are.
What are y'all doing that y'all can't film faster than this? But for me personally, one of the reasons why season one doesn't stick out as strongly for each individual character is because I was personally going through something. So, like, for me, Rue's character resonated a lot in season one, and it was like watching myself go through depression and like deal with anxiety and blah blah blah. So everybody else's shit didn't matter to me, so I just don't remember that. But now, with me being in this new found peace and like, you know what I'm saying, balance and happy, girl, watching from the outside looking, I'm like, what was high school like this? My high school was not like this.
And if it was going on in my high school,
I wasn't around it. I didn't know.
That was just, oh my God. It was just.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. And like I said, I mean, and, you know, hate me if you want to. Second season, I just didn't care for it. It was only the play. I love
the play.
But then I did like Nate's dad scene, because that took me out.
Oh, when he realized that when he peed, didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah. And like, he wanted to be step free. Yo, I was like, hey, that's like, this is actually like finally something real. Like, pretending to be something that like you never wanted to be in, and, you know, living a life that obviously is a lie, and trying so hard. And then you realize you were trying to protect your sons or yourself. And then you see your son's falling apart no matter what you do. And it's like, oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was that, but I only like the play.
Episode was the best I had ever seen.
Cassie, I wanted to.
I want her to get hit by the same bus Regina George got hit by.
I did appreciate that scene where Rue was like, but ain't something going on with
this. Right. When she did,
I was like,
you ooh, you bogus. You know this is the intervention for you, and you gonna try to turn it on somebody.
A real crackhead.
Mm-hmm. She was like, but didn't I just see you messing with Nate? And then here go Cat. What
are you talking about? Like, she's on drugs.
Girl,
start to cry. How you trying to cry and you turning red?
Girl, it was her mom finally standing up to her, like, girl, you're crazy. I was
so happy.
Like, Leslie, you're crazy.
And Fez were my favorite people on this season. I love Fez. Fez I is my them. Favorite character.
I was so mad when that house got raided.
I can't even talk about that because
I Ash.
He's a baby. Kid. He's just a my kid. My baby
girl, that killed me.
No, that made me really sad. But I was like, yo, I'm done with this.
Right? But can we talk about an interview that the actor Angus Cloud is his real name, who plays Fesco? He did an interview on a red carpet. I don't know if he was in character on purpose or if he just is Fesco.
No, I think that's just him.
She was asking him questions and he was like, yeah.
Yo, I seen him on it and I was like, oh no, I think this is really him.
I think that's really him. Like, he just was like, yeah, you know, it is. Shit, it was cool. I was like, what? If I was this publicist, I would be like, yo, hey, you gotta wake up on a red carpet. You gotta wake up on a red carpet.
But hey, y'all know who he is. I can't get mad at it. If it's him and y'all hired him, just don't do interviews to him.
That's it. But, or if you're going to do one, know what it's going to be like.
Know what it's going to be like. But, yeah, guys. So, I'm pretty sure we didn't give y'all anything actually at all. I just don't. It was so graphic. I was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable 75% of the, and then the just increased. I couldn't handle it no more.
I was like, dang, they actually doing crack. The girl with the lips.
I can't get too mad at her because she did kind of low-key save them a little bit.
Yeah, she did. She was down for the cause. I messed with her. She on the team. But baby, your lips.
And I'm like, is that real?
I feel like it was. And if it wasn't, shout out to the makeup artist that did that.
No, shout out to the makeup artist. That's what I'm saying. Like, bro.
You did that. You definitely did that.
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. You can watch Euphoria if you want to. Like, if you really want to see. If you want to see what high school was like, if your high school was born and you didn't have, like, just watch this.
Live vicariously through the characters.
If you want to see, I'm not gonna lie, the acting is actually pretty awesome. I'm not gonna say it's not Zendaya. Again, she adapted this character. It's amazing. They touch up on little things on what goes on, I'm not gonna lie, in some of these kids' families. So, I mean, you know, you have the girl that she's big, but she adapted it, and then, you know, I think she's gorgeous. So I love that, and I love how, like, she has her insecurities, but she still walks with her head up high. So I love that. We got to see Maddie come down to earth this season, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I loved her character this season.
Really loved her character. Love to see what she was going through. Jules, don't remember her in this season at all.
Jules got on my nerves in the last season too. She's just so emotionally manipulative to me.
She is confused, and if the attention's not on her 100%, like, I don't know. I'm confused by her. Like, she annoyed me.
Girl.
She annoyed me. So, again, guys, if you want to watch the show, if you like great acting, if you want to see Zendaya and some other great characters, don't get me wrong. Love the characters. I just think, for me, it's just really graphic. It's a lot of drug use. And I mean, if kids are smart in high school, if they watch it, don't do drugs.
Because
this will be like, don't do drugs. Like, you know,
what's the point in doing crack in 2022? Like, what are you doing? You know what the side effects look like.
You know the side effects.
Why are you trying meth? Like, what? Like, you know your teeth gonna fall out. Like,
if you want to do meth, just come down.
You want to look like a jack o' lantern? Okay,
come to Louisiana and come see. But moving right along, so another show that we have watched or are currently watching. It's such a good show. It aired January 3rd, 2022 of this year. And mm-hmm. it's so funny because I watched the first episode and I was like, oh my God, I gotta tell Tina about this. And then we're talking and then she's like, oh my God, I gotta tell you about this show. And then the funny thing is we both were talking about the same show.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing when that works.
And what it is the cleaning lady.
Oh my God.
So the cleaning lady is found on Fox, but if you have Hulu, it's on there.
The day after, I think it airs.
Yeah, and so it comes on Mondays, but it's there on Tuesdays. But if you do have cable, it's on Fox, so you can always go on demand and you can watch it just after the show airs, or if you got cable, you can just watch it when it airs and it comes on at 8. Well, it doesn't come on no more because it's done. It just recently ended 2 weeks ago. Super good. It's so good. Pretty much the show is all about, just a little summary. A whip smart Cambodian doctor comes to the US for a medical treatment to save her son. But when the system fails and pushes her into hiding, she uses her cunning and intelligence to fight back, breaking the law for all the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Guys, I cannot stress enough to you. It is such a good show. And just a little bit more on the background. So she's a Cambodian, Filipino medical doctor. Who is currently working and living in Los Angeles. Now, she is, hint the title, she's a cleaning lady. Mm. Mind you, she was a doctor in her country.
Cambodia, yeah.
But it's like, when those things happen, they don't have certain resources that America has. So she has to go and she moves in with her sister-in-law. And, she has to survive. She has to try to save up to get money. So in the process of going to all these clinics and trying to get these, because he has like a rare disease, which I'm trying to find, but he has to get a bone marrow trans, but then it's just like so many things happen on top of that. So of course she's forced to, she has to be a cleaning lady because they don't have papers. You know, guys, if y'all don't know how it works, takes a long time just to get citizenship, especially if you come in as an illegal alien. It's really hard to get papers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she does, and she's living with her sister-in-law who also is going through the same issues too, but she has American kids. So that's how she's able to stay. But still, they have to just work and can't get, like, they have to get work off the books. But it's interesting because one night, she's working, cleaning, and an incident happens. And like the summary says, breaking the law for all the right reasons.
Mm-mm.
What is your take on the show? You're not, so Tina's not done yet. I finished
I'm
it.
I'm not. I had to put it on pause because I had to catch up with some other shows that we were talking about. And then, like, we were talking about how Hulu moves your shows, like, on your feed once you start watching other stuff. Or if you don't come back to it in time, like, it just disappears. So, honestly, like, I caught up on everything and I just forgot to come back to it. But I loved it. Like, the first episode had me and I was like, ooh, okay. And it was nice to see not the stereotypical situation. Like, a lot of times Hollywood takes these characters of color and makes them into like the most negative version of themselves mm-hmm. that they know that mm-hmm. they can make. And like, you know, a lot of stories that clean ladies always Mexican and running from the cartel and don't speak English and da da da. And that's not to say that that don't happen and that those kinds of people don't deserve respect or that, you know what I mean? But like, she's from, like, we have other illegal aliens and it's for other situations other than just something negative. Like, and even our Mexican, you know, neighbors, brothers and sisters and stuff, they come over here for other reasons other than to run from crazy stuff or being, you know what I'm saying, whatever the stereotype is. But it was just cool to see, like, oh, wow, she's from Cambodia. Okay, she's a doctor. Like, that's a situation that's realistic. Like, there's a lot of cab drivers and stuff who are literal, like, PhD holding people in their home countries, and then they come over here and they have to essentially start over.
Start all over, or can't and, even start to...
Or can't... Papers. Exactly. So it's like, okay, that's a story that hasn't been told very often, and it is a real story. So I thought that was really cool. And then just to see, like, some of the crazy situations, like, yeah, it's a little artistic license here and there. You can tell, like, when Hollywood is just being Hollywood, but it's still really entertaining. And I think they do a really good job with the storyline and the writing. And then, of course, the actors just make it just where everything just kind of comes together like a perfect sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we know what a sandwich, lettuce, tomatoes, turkey, like, hey, how can you mess that up? But sometimes people, you know, they got fresher tomatoes and like crispy lettuce. And then you got the actors on top. That's the mayo or whatever you use, the Miracle Whip, all of that. So
I just thought it was so cute because, you know, here's this mom that she's going through all this trouble. I mean, again,
I'm on her side 100%.
She's a doctor. And you come down to be a cleaning lady. But that's a sacrifice of being a parent, and then it's also a sacrifice of like leaving everything that you know, coming in trying to save your son. So it's like all the schooling, everything, you that goes out the window. So I thought that was really
his life that matters.
Yeah, and it's really cool to see because it's like you're like, it puts you in that, if you were in that situation, what would you do?
Right.
And then I just love the fact that it's like, hey, I gotta do anything to survive this right now. And like, she could have died so many times, but
she was quick on her feet, and that's what saved her life.
And then of course just bumping into this crazy group of people.
Girl, he fine too. I was like, save my life.
I just thought it was just such a cool dynamic. And then it's just like, you have her working with this guy that's breaking all the rules. And I'm pretty sure she was like in a different, if she was in her country, she wouldn't came close to him. You know, she probably would have lost her life, but it's like using her intelligence. But then it's like, she starts hanging out with this guy, not on purpose. It's really just to save her life. And then FBI always comes knocking on
the door. Oh, I can't stand them.
I just can't stand him.
He's a pain. Yeah. Like, why are you the way you are? Now I see why you're divorced.
It makes sense. And then
it makes sense.
But this is something that I actually want, like, this is a show I really want to, you know, do like a really deep dive in, because it's really, really cool. So guys, definitely watch it. It's 10 episodes. It's done, so it's on Fox. Now here's the thing, I don't know how long it's gonna stay on Hulu. I know
if you know they'd be trying it.
Huh?
Because you know they be trying.
They like to take it away. So again, I think you still have time. I think sometimes they put in a date like when it's going to expire, because sometimes they're like, it's going to expire like this date. But again, it's 10 episodes. It's like 42 minutes. It's, guys, you can watch it. It's like super fast. Unfortunately, on Hulu, it does have commercials, but it's not that long. But it's so good. And it's worth, we don't want to give too much because we definitely want to talk about it later on, but just give you the summary, and definitely when we actually talk about it, we're going to break it down and actually really go into the characters, but just give you the summary of, like, it's a good show. It's different, you know, you got different races in it, and just to see everybody's perspective on it, it's like, you want her to win, but you know, like, dang, it's a double standard, but, like,
yeah, but still,
is the law really important? I'm saving my son's life.
Okay, period. I just liked how she, that one scene where she was telling, where the doctor swore up and down, he knew what he was talking about, and she was like, no.
No.
Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. And then the advice she gave him saved her son's life, and I was like, thank you.
Listen to me. I went to school for this.
Okay, I know something. But definitely, y'all need to, I'm gonna catch up. We gonna talk about it on another episode. Y'all better be caught up by the time that okay happens.
So we giving y'all time. Listen, because you never know, you might be hearing this again, and we're gonna break it down. We give you a chance. You see, what we're doing is we're opening you guys' minds to new shows and possibilities.
Listen, it is a lot out there right now.
It okay is. Yes. What's another one that we watched and we thought that was, like, interesting? I mean, we might as
well. I know one show that I finished that you have not finished, but we both started. And it's the show on HBO.
Oh, you want to talk about that? Okay.
Because I think it's definitely conversation worthy. We love a good period piece. I mean, that's why we mess with the Vikings. Oh, that's why, girl, we did.
So confused just now. I thought you were talking about something else. Okay,
girl, no. Because you know, we talk about the Vikings. We did Bridgerton, and keeping
one thing about, so season 2, Bridgerton is out.
It is out.
I came out a couple of weeks ago.
You can watch it if you want to.
I was not going to watch it, but somebody wanted me to watch it. So we're on the third episode.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was supposed to. I thought I told you.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Well,
it's crazy, y'all. It's crazy. It's okay.
I didn't want to watch it.
Girl, a lot of people don't. I might give it a chance.
You know what? I'm watching it because we told the world, that was our first episode of season 1 of Bridgerton. That was our heart. That's our baby.
Yeah, we gotta.
And then as I'm watching second season, I'm not gonna say too much. We might have to talk about it.
Okay, well, we can talk about it, but keeping in that same theme, kind of the same era, a little bit later though, like closer in our time, is The Gilded Age. Really? Not our time, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, Bridgerton would be like early 1800s, late 1700s.
Okay.
The Gilded Age is closer to like the 19th century.
Okay.
The Gilded Age is an actual period in American history where there was immense economic change, great conflict between old ways and new systems, and huge fortunes were made and lost. This is where the fortunes of the Rockefellers happened. This is where the prestigiousness of the Hamptons happened. This is where those incredible mansions on Central Park and like all of those very rich areas, yeah, Upper East Side. This is where all of those things happened, is in that era, which is around 1882. And we follow the main character, Marion Brooks, who her father passes and she goes to live with her two aunts who live in a huge, gorgeous, old money mansion on Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they got money. Period.
Got money.
And she's from she lived a very, you know, meek lifestyle in a small town outside of New York. So it wasn't
also her dad
bustling.
Just had a reputation of just. He was a gambler?
Yeah, he was a gambler.
He did not. He basically. she didn't have no money left to her, like
at all.
But he came from money. Hint, that's why she moved with her aunts.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had money. It's just he lost all his.
And they are very old money. And her aunts have like such a unresolved issues with her father. So she never can really, to me, I feel like the character never gets a chance to grieve her father. We just kind of brush over the fact that he passed away.
I was noticing that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's done on purpose or if that's just like how the writing, you know, evolved. It was just like it was a fact that this happened to this character and we just need to get over it. But I mean, the fashion, the makeup is very simple, but the hair I love this era. Like, this is one of my favorite eras as far as fashion goes. Because everything is just so opulent and prestigious and
very girly and elegant.
Girly and elegant. Oh my God, I'm not that.
It's very big. Very, it's big, very big, loud, very big. And it's like, see me, I got money. You don't. You're a peasant. Period.
Look, we earned our money. Okay.
It's like Mean Girls. You can't sit with us.
It's very Mean Girls. That's weird. I didn't make that connection before. It's very Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Like it legit is very Mean Girls, but it's so dope. Just like how all of the women are just strong and just, even though like what they're arguing about or got beef about is kind of frivolous, but in their bubble, you know what I'm
saying? It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And they just like, they're so cutthroat. Like, you ain't finna talk to me how you feel like you finna talk to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it just, I love how one of the main characters, like, she just never backs down. She's always gonna be who she is. And it's dope. But one of the other aspects I really like about this show is they show Black people of affluence. You know I gotta shout that out. I'm that voice. One of the main character's friends, her name is Peggy, and it's a young lady she meets at the train station who actually pays her way to get on the train because Marion loses her, she gets pickpocketed and she loses her ticket and her money and has no way of getting on the train without it. So an unlikely ally or friendship is made between the two, because once they get to the city, Marion is like, look, I can't let you be out in the rain like this. Come to my aunt's crib. It'll be cool, whatever. And they were just so welcoming. And just, it was nice to see that there was people who didn't want to lynch Black people back then. And that Black people existed in a world where there was money and affluence. And there were still obviously those lines.
So, and that's cross, what I think that's why I love the fact that it's like, we see you guys, we know that y'all are humans, but don't forget your place.
Right.
Like, Peggy is like, she was welcome into the home because it's like, it's one of those, y'all cool, whatever. Oh, you have a talent? Oh, nobody else has this talent, but you have a talent. Not because you're Black, it's like, you have a talent.
You have a talent.
You have a talent. But I do love the fact that she's, you know, Peggy's able to go to Central Park. Yeah, some people might look at her, some people might not. Man, I love still the fact that it's like when you're in the Black world and then when Marion comes over, it's like everybody's staring at her and certain things that she's saying. And it's, I love the fact that it's like we're not forgetting our color, but it's like, yeah, you can come over here and you can come over here, but just know your place.
Right.
And know that you can go and do certain things. So I think I love that, because I love the fact that like the lawyer friend helped Peggy out. Like, it was no brainer.
Yeah, exactly.
And when he talked to her like a straight up client, like da 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 da. But then yes, Peggy was going through, you know, certain issues and stuff like that. But it's like she had more issues with her family.
Exactly.
And
I thought
that was crazy. And then Miriam had more issues with her family.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to finish it.
One
of those things
because I don't like the lawyer no more.
You said what?
I don't like the lawyer no more. I liked him at first.
I kind of figured, but there's a couple I really don't like. But I just love how these women are so stuck in their ways.
Girl, stubborn.
It's the aunt. The aunt really annoys me. The one that has money.
Agnes, she just...
It's like enough is enough.
It's almost comical how angry she be. You like, what is so bad about new money?
All you do is sit down.
That's all you do. What time will dinner be served? Okay. Like, what?
And I think that's why I love the other house, which I don't want to get too deep in this because I actually do want to talk about the show full out. But like that other house dynamic, it is deep. It's deep. You know, with the way their relationship is, I still don't understand sleeping that way.
Yeah, which, I was like, they sleep in separate rooms.
I don't want to get too deep in it because, again, I need to finish it. And then it's like, I kind of want everybody to watch it because I want to do a deep dive in that. And then it's just like her relationship between her and her daughter. That irks me. That bothers me so much. So far, I can say it's a good show. It's just showing like that it's all about who got money, who's new in town, and I love this. If you stay in your reputation, everybody's gonna know it.
Yep.
And it's like you can't win it back.
It's like Mean Girls mixed with Gossip Girl, like mixed with I don't even know the Shade Room. Like
not the Shade Room.
It's all, but it's covered in shiny, beautiful old money, and like, and it's up my alley. It's very, I like it. I'm sad it's already over, but each episode they give you so much in each episode.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, very fulfilling. So like, it's one of those shows where. Kind of like how Game of Thrones, almost like how Game of Thrones left me, like where it was like, I want more, but I know I can't handle more.
Yeah.
Because we only got, 10 episodes a season at its max?
And then like the last two seasons, they cut those in half. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, but it was like an hour and a half each episode. So it was just like, okay, you're giving me a lot.
Trust me, we will have a Game of Thrones episode. Maybe we do it on the anniversary of it.
Yeah,
we could definitely do that. We might have to do a part one or part two.
Oh, we'll definitely. Oh, there's so much. Because I might have to go back and rewatch some of it.
I think I am. Ooh, should we just do like a recap? Like, just start watching it all over again and just do like a recap. I love that for us. But yeah, so what is that show called again and where can we find it?
The Gilded Age. You can find it on HBO Now, honey. It is now. So good. I don't know if it's on what regular channel it's on, but it's for sure on HBO. Every episode is already up. So you can definitely binge watch it because you're probably going to end up wanting to do that anyway.
Absolutely. I guess we'll talk about this next show. This will be pretty quickly. So let's just dive on into it. Squid Games. Pretty much the series revolves around I don't know how to say his name. Si-young.
Yeah.
Anyways, a divorced and indebted chauffeur who is invited to play a series of children's games for a chance earning a large cash prize. When he accepts the offer, he is taken to an unknown location where he finds himself among 455 other players who are also deeply in debt. So I put this show on because for over 3 weeks, everyone was talking about this show. Every it was I think it was like the number one for like 3-4 months, the number one show for Netflix. And I'm like, everybody's like watching this show, the whole world at that watch the show. So I'm just like, okay, well what's really going on? Like, I want to see. It's the fact when I watched it, I'm like, oh, this is what America, I'm sorry, this is what the world likes?
Girl.
If you have not watched Squid Games, I'm not going to lie, it's actually, even though it's gruesome, it's explicit.
The storyline, though.
What?
The storyline. It's still, even with the gruesomeness, it's still, it speaks a lot to what humanity
and that into. What, so I think the overall, what would you do for money and how far people will go for money? And it's instead of like trying to work and keep yourself out of debt, you rather play these games that is not safe, because at the end of the day, you are voted to end this. But then y'all come right back knowing the ins and outs.
And what that means. Somebody's gonna die. Literally.
Literally. It was just very... What was your take on it? What was your take on the first episode?
Honestly... okay, so I feel like animes have somewhat desensitized me to a certain degree, because I did dabble in anime for a little bit where I was watching like Death Note and stuff like that. And animes are pretty gruesome, and they're from, a lot of them are made in Japan and stuff like that. So like that kind of storyline didn't take me out to see how gruesome it was. It was thinking about how realistic this is. Like, I could realistically, just the way the world has been going and just how people are so quick to film everything instead of helping, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, how, you know, there's just endless videos on things like the dark web, and like when you find out what happens on there, and just I can see at some point, and you know, knowing our history, we had Gladiator Games. How far is that from Squid Games? You know what I mean? It just was like, dang, like this is realistic. Like, what would you do for money? And then, like,
what would you do for money? That's for real.
And then, like, what would you do to be out of your debts or to change your life or whatever? Somebody was like, I'll give you everything you want, but you got to kill this person. Or this person is going to die if you win this.
If you win this, yeah. You know? And the thing is, yeah, you might not make it. You probably won't, because there has to be one winner.
Exactly. And then, like, on the flip side, it also made you think, like, okay, it be like, it don't be as bad as we make it. Like, we put so much value in finances and material things, when I don't remember nobody paying for the world to get made, you know what I mean? So it's like, we already paying for things that are really just a social construct of humanity evolving. And so it's like, how important is it for you to have a Louis Vuitton and for you to drive the you know what I'm saying, the fanciest car in the world? Because how important is it? And it's just like some of his problems that he had, like if he just would chill the fuck out. Like when he won at the racetrack,
that was it.
Like you had it, you were good. You had everything you needed to set your shit straight, and you still did something stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
You put yourself in that situation. Like, and you can't blame nobody but yourself.
But and it's also like greed. It's greed.
Greed, it's, yeah, like, definitely.
And then you wanna rob somebody else when they worked hard. You want somebody to give you handouts when they, you know what I mean? So it's just, this show was really interesting. Some of it was uncomfortable, but then some of it was just like, hey, y'all put yourself through it. It was one of those shows that I'm just like, I was more amazed that the whole world was fascinated with it.
Yeah, it was like, dang, this got everybody's attention.
Like, it got everybody's attention. And what made this, you know, this stood out to me, the director, he got shut down for like 9 to 10 years. He's been trying to put this out. So this movie was based in Korea. Mm-hmm. And he got shut down. No one wanted to put this out. And now he became the number one. His show was the number one. He is richer than rich. These actors' lives have literally changed in like one day. They are so, like, they're stars. And I found to be so interesting that in Korea, they trying to like stop their kids from watching. They don't want them to watch this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They said that this is a poor representation of their country. They was trying to get it banned. So I thought that was interesting.
I didn't know it had that much backlash.
Yeah. But on the flip side, everybody loved it because everybody was just like, you know, people will do anything for money.
The was real.
And like, so, like I said, I say watch it. It was pretty good. Again, if you don't like gore, if you don't like all that stuff, don't watch it. No. It's explicit. As far as just, but it's just real life. Like, I'm talking about, I was sad in one episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and my God.
They had our childhood games. Like, I never want to play Red Light, Green Light again.
Let's talk about that. You have ruined.
You really ruined it. They ruined a few games, but even Tug of War, I'm like, I don't want to play that.
Oh,
literally,
yeah.
Tug of War.
That Tug of War episode was like, bruh.
But the Marvels took the cake, and that was the saddest game ever.
Yeah.
But that show, so that was number one for last year. Like, it just took the cake. It became the number one show. It came out in September, and guys, like, if you haven't watched it, I'll say watch it so then you can be a part of conversations and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. They said that they're working on a second season. I don't know. I think that should only been one season to me.
I don't see how. What do we need a second season?
Because I think he's going back.
He's still doing stupid shit. Oh yeah.
It's because he don't want nobody else to go through what he went through. But it's like, dude,
don't sit down.
They've been doing this for years. You know what else I thought was sad was the brother dying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, dang. These games are that serious?
Yeah, it really is.
I think the twist of the old man being a part of it, I was like, and I thought that was crazy because he said, we're rich and bored, and we came up with this game.
That took me out. I was like, you sneaky?
Like, I was like, so y'all came up with this game because you guys were bored? But then again, it's just like, they told them the rules, so I can't really say too much because, like, y'all knew what y'all was getting yourself into. It's like, I think it's like a mind show too. I think you watch it, just like, are you that person desperate enough for money?
Some are.
Knowing that you can die at any point in time. So
Anyways, guys, if you want to watch it, it's a Netflix original. It has 10 episodes. And enjoy. I'm not saying it was bad, but I'm not saying it was the best show.
Don't be eating nothing while you watch.
You said what?
This is not the show to eat dinner and watch.
No. Drink some water.
Right.
And do not be watching this like if you want a date or a Netflix and chill, because somebody's leaving.
Okay.
And stuff like that. Is there another show you wanted to bring up?
I feel like we got the important ones. I think you guys should definitely be on the lookout. If you like finance, two good shows that I know you watch one of them, but the other one definitely you need to get onto, Billions and Succession.
Yes.
If you like family drama, like you like watching rich people take each other down, it's awesome on Succession.
I would like to say not even rich people, it's family business. It's more the family members going after each other because one person wants to be powerful.
Exactly. But it's so funny to me too. Like I know it's not meant to be a comedy. I think it's hilarious. It is
because I'm like, y'all are really this desperate. Y'all say that y'all don't want to be on top, but y'all want to be on top.
They're like, come on now, tell the truth. And then the little brother, the youngest brother, what's his name?
McCollum's brother.
Yeah, he is hilarious to me. He's just a little prick.
The wildest mouth ever.
Ever, but his character is definitely needed. That show definitely you guys need to watch. I think it's on its fourth season.
On its fourth season or?
It just finished its fourth season, I believe.
Really?
It's either the third or fourth.
Okay.
That's what this last season was. And then for Billions, it's still in its current fourth season. Child. Yeah. So check those two out. Billions is more fighting. Wolf of Wall Street comes to mind when I talk about Billions.
Okay.
So like it's up that alley. It's really good though. But they also talk about like real stock stuff. So it's cool to see that like play out on TV in real time while stuff like this is actually happening.
Happening. It's up there.
Okay. But other than that, y'all need to tell us.
Wait. Before in this. A new show just aired on Disney Plus last week, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And it is called Moon Knight. Guys, the first episode was
drop the mic.
Amazing. Disney. Now, we touched up on pretty much all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Except for we haven't touched up on Hawkeye yet, which we need to do an episode on Hawkeye because we definitely did Wanda, we did Loki. No, we didn't even do Loki yet.
We didn't do Loki yet either. We'll do a Marvel episode.
Yeah, because we did Wanda and we did Falcon and the Coldest Winter Soldier. So we need to do that. But Moon Knight is on. It came out last week, Wednesday. It is phenomenal. I'm excited. It's only going to be 6 episodes. You know how Disney does it. So only 6 episodes. Truly amazing. Awesome. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited. It airs tonight. So I can't wait to watch it. But yes. And we will be following up. We're probably going to be doing this probably in the next couple of months just to follow up and, you know, air some new shows and stuff like that, just to get a chance for everybody to catch up. So then we do these deep dives. It was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. It's always a pleasure.
As usual.
So don't forget to follow us on our social medias. We do have our Instagram account. It is Tina and Tan. Twin Talk Tina and Tan on IG. So that's our personal podcast. If you want to know when the episodes come out, when we send it out, definitely. And it's a quick link that you could click on it and you'll be right there for the new episodes. And then my personal one is 10_Nace_Sia and Miss Tina.
My personal IG is TheTinaStyles_ And make sure you guys hit us up. Tag us. Let us know what you want to see.
Yes.
Talk about.
And let us know if we missed out on some great shows that came out already or is on right now. Let us know so we can watch it so that we could definitely talk about it. And let us know, you know, what shows did you like, the shows that we mentioned? Were they good? Were they bad? Let us know. Hit us up. Anyways, thank you again, guys. Don't forget to subscribe so you can always know exactly when it drops. Let us know. Anyways, you all have a wonderful evening.
Bye. Bye.